turn to Psalm 56. Psalm 56. Brother Mitch read out of this passage last Sunday, and I began to think on that passage of Scripture, and I want to look actually in verse 9. But I'd like to read the first 9 verses. Psalm 56, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In Thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put Thou my tears into Thy bottle. Are they not in Thy book? When I cry unto Thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me." Let's pray together. Our Father, help us this evening to worship. Lord, cause Your word to come to us in power. Give us some understanding. Forgive us, for Christ's sake. Amen. Years ago, I'd just gotten here, and Brother Scott made a statement to me that I'm sure I'm going to remember as long as the Lord gives me memory, as long as I live. This is what he said. He said, "I've got your back." You know, he never knew what that meant to me. I know that he knew from experience the struggles that a pastor has, the warrings and the concerns and the battles within and without. You just, for a pastor, this right here, being in this study, this is his life. This is his life. You don't get away. You don't get away. You know, you that have studied, you know, to preach before. Neil, you know something what it's like, don't you? I mean, you're there. You're always there. You want to be prepared. You want to be ready. You want to be where you've been, where the Lord speaks to you. I know he was a frail creature. He just like me. He had faults just like me. But I knew this. I knew that he loved me. He cared for me, and I loved him, cared for him. You did too. I got your back. You know, coming from Scott, that meant a lot. But let me tell you something. There's one who has given his word, the Lord God of heaven, one who has pledged himself to be the haven, the guide, the protector of those that he has eternally loved. He who is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, God Almighty. David, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, says in verse 9, "When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know. I know that my enemies are going to turn back when I cry unto the Lord. This I know. For, because God is for me. I looked at that passage of Scripture and I thought to myself, first of all, when I cry unto the Lord. Why will a man cry unto the Lord? Why? Well, look at verse 1 and 2. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily, oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. Here's the reason that a man cries unto the Lord, is because he sees something of the oppression and the trouble that's in this world. He sees that the fightings. Listen, Exodus 14:10, when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. Weren't just marching, they were coming after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, "We're in trouble. I'm in trouble. I've got trouble outside and inside. There's a battle inside here." Why will a man cry unto the Lord? Because of the trouble. When will he cry? I'll tell you when he'll cry. Look at verse 3. What time I am afraid. I'm afraid. Fear is something that every human being possesses. Fear. Do you know why? Look at Genesis 3, 6 to 10. Genesis 3, this is where fear comes from. Genesis 3, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And as soon as he ate, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves apron. They heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden, the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." You know why a man will cry unto the Lord? Why he's afraid? Because he's a sinner. That's the reason. I'm a sinner. And I'm fearful. I don't have confidence in myself. Exodus 17:4. Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." The very people that the Lord led out of Egypt, they were just ready to stone Moses. "Why'd you bring us out here?" "Because the Lord told me to." And a man that cries unto the Lord is one who has some confidence in the Lord. That man that has confidence in God, he trusts Him. Look at latter part of verse 3 and 4. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. You don't look to somebody that you don't trust. If you don't trust them, you're not going to look to them. Not going to have any confidence in them. A believer cries unto the Lord, when I cry unto thee. Why will a believer cry unto the Lord? Now, when you have some, when you're in trouble and you're afraid, and you know that there's one that you've got some confidence in, why will you call? Here's it. Here it is. Because you believe that He hears. If I don't believe that God hears, what good is it going to do for me to cry? 1 Samuel 7:9. Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, completely, unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. I think about right now, with the fears, with the warrings, fightings, we call unto the Lord, and we believe that He hears. Now that's a settling thought to me, that God truly hears, that He will lend His ear, bend His ear to me. Listen to David, Psalm 18:6. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of His temple, and my cry came before Him, even into His ears. There's been times that I would be trying to pray, and this thought goes through my mind. The Lord has time for me. He has time for me. Of all the people in this world, many of whom I'm sure are believers, and He has time for them. He has time. I hear you. We call because we're in trouble. We call because we're afraid. We call because we've got confidence in, we trust the Lord. And listen to this. The Scripture says that before we call, the Lord Himself, who hears, has already answered it. Now that's an amazing thing. I call because I realize I'm in trouble. The Scripture says, before His people calls. Listen to this, Isaiah 65:24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they're yet speaking, I will hear. Before you ever called, the Lord said, I sent the answer. But I'm going to listen till you ask me. All these things I'm going to do for Israel, yet for all these things will I be inquired of, saith the Lord. He's going to draw us to cry unto Him, and He's going to listen to that which He's already heard and answered. What confidence. What confidence. You talk about one, respectfully I say this, that has our back, that will watch over and guard. You know, somebody that is there for you because He cares for you. Before we cry, before we approach His throne of grace, the answer is prepared. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, is ours by grace and by the application of His blood, the imputed righteousness of our Lord. And we're accepted in Him because of Him. God's for me. As His bride, as his beloved, as his brethren. God is for me. But do you know that a believer is not only convinced that the Lord hears and he's going to answer, he's going to answer right now. I know there's times that we go through periods of praying and seeking, and it seems as though to us that the Lord doesn't hear. But I'm telling you, you listen to this scripture. Isaiah 58:9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Even if it appears to us that it's silent, he answers. What do? You continue to pray. He'll make it evident. Is this not a foundation of peace and comfort and security? This God-given assurance of deliverance from all that would oppress God's people. He hears, he cares. He sovereignly leads us into dire straits, but it's always for our good. You know that. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, brings these trials and tribulations. Why? That we might cry unto him, that he might answer before we ever cry, and then listens to the cry. That's protection. That's security. David said, when I cry unto thee, and we will. God's people cry. I said a moment ago, they cry with importunity. They seek and they knock and they ask. And they ask. And they ask. I thought about Abraham when the Lord met Abraham in the desert. Remember, he was going, the Lord was going to go into Sodom, going to send those angels into Sodom to see if what he had heard was so. Well, you know, that's understanding to our mind. He knew what was going on. Listen to this, Genesis 18. Here's Abraham, and Abraham's got a nephew over in Sodom. Got a nephew, he's got a couple of girls there, and Lot's wife, and he's over there. He's in Sodom. The Lord's done made it evident what he's going to do to Sodom. And Abraham is, okay, now he's thinking about some believers over there. And Abraham drew near, and he said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Look, you know what the Lord told him. He said, if there's 50, I won't destroy it. I can only imagine Abraham's heart. He's anxious. And he's thinking, I should have asked for less. How about 40? Would you spare it for 40? How about 30? How about 20? If there's 10 there, would you spare it for 10? The Lord told him, he said, I'll spare it for 10. There wasn't 10. You know what happened. When I cry unto thee, David said, then shall mine enemies turn back. Of this, David, by experience, was assured. When a believer cries unto the Lord, the enemies of God's people, Satan, yes. Sin, yes. The world, yes. Oh, in my flesh, what an enemy I have in myself. The Lord has promised, when God's people cry unto him, then shall mine enemies turn back. I said, God's timing is not our timing. But we have the confidence in Him. And listen to the assurance and the confidence of one that the Lord has given a heart to cry unto Him. Scripture says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. What did David say? Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This is it. This world is the shadow of death. Right here. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What did David, Paul, the apostle, Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can? Who can? Who has the ability? That's what David said. When I cry unto thee and beseech you and trust you and have confidence in you, crying unto you for help, then shall mine enemies turn back. Who can be against us? Concerning the flight of the enemies of the Lord's people, David said this, I know. I know this. For God is for me. God is for me. Now, I know we admit it's impossible, though we believe it, to enter into the depth of that state. I know that. God is for me. But let me ask you this. How do you know? How does a person know that God is for them? I think that's a good question. I know everybody and their brother says he is. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I worship God. I know this. Here is the only way, John 3:36, this is the only way that a person has any confidence in knowing the Lord. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Now let me tell you something. That verse of Scripture right there settles every question about whether or not God is for a man or against a man. It settles it right there. He that believeth on the Son, I qualify this statement every time I read it, something like that, but this is what I'm saying. He that believeth not in water baptism, Brother Stan was baptized last Sunday. That water doesn't save anybody, Stan. That water is water. Water is water. My walking down an aisle means that I can walk. That I can move from one spot to another spot. Walking does not save a man. Almighty God gives a man a new heart, gives him faith to believe on Christ and trust Him alone. Nothing of myself. Naught of myself. Nothing that I can do. I believe God. And even that belief is by grace. I don't even possess that ability. God's got to give me faith that I'm not born with. All men have not faith. God's got to give me faith to believe. You tell me one other thing that gives a sinner any confidence whatsoever that God is for him. I'm telling you, John 3:36 tells those that God's for and those that God's not for. He that believeth on the Son hath life. Though he slay me, Job said, yet will I trust him. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to wait on him. I have confidence in him. I cry unto the Lord. I cry unto him, looking to him. And when I cry unto him, it's because he gave me faith to believe. I cry unto thee. Then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In closing, let me tell you what I know about God being for a man, for a woman. He was for us before the world was made. He was for us because he loved us. He chose us in Christ, gave us to the beloved Son. I believe that. I believe that. You believe that Almighty God elected a people? Scripture says he did. He was for us when he forsook his only begotten Son at Calvary. He forsook him. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Let me tell you why. He was for us. He was for us. When the Lord Jesus Christ was made sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, when he hung on that cross and there made sin, it was because God was for me, for his people. When all his elect fell in Adam, then, right then, there was a surety, a redeemer, an advocate, the great high priest to approach God on their behalf, a priest who ever liveth, the one who was ever before the Father. I was ever before him. Before the mountains were made, I was there, brought up with him. God was for us. Always been. As his people, yet unregenerate. I think about this and think of the marvel of God's grace. When I never knew him, when I lifted my fist in rebellion against God, when I was walking in my own ways and mind and flesh, when I cared nothing for him, spoke of him in the most disrespectful ways, things that would come out of my mouth referring to him, the filthiness, now I know God was for me when I hated him. When it pleased him, he called me out of darkness, revealed his Son in me. Then I knew. And I tell you this because he is for his people. He's going to summon a host of trials and tribulations and cause them to call upon him and cry to him that he might meet their every need in the display of his mercy and grace and compassion. How could I have been kept? There's a lot of folks I know, I've known, you have too, over the years, that at one time, or even in this assembly, and they're not here. Maybe alive, but they're not here. Do you realize that it's only by the grace of God that you've been kept? By the power of God to the day of salvation? And I know this, lastly, because the Lord is for us, he's going to ever be for us. because he doesn't change. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, you supplanters, you tricksters, you hucksters, you liars, you cheaters, you're not consumed. That's the only reason. This I know, when I cry unto the Lord, mine enemies shall flee. This I know, because God is for us. If God's for us, who can be against us? Lord, bless the word to our heart, for Christ's sake. Amen.